Love this. I'd do anything. It's our test to see if your friends and family really, really would do anything for you. They literally have 30 seconds to pass the test. And we test them, don't we, Joe? And when we mean anything, what do we mean?
Like, really anything. It can be anything at all. We can make up all sorts of brilliant situations that you're in.
If you ever like to test a friend on the show, to give us a text, 87867, or you can get in contact with us on Facebook, where Joe and Sparky. Now, Jane, you want to test your mate Lou today. How long have you guys been friends?
Oh, it's, probably getting on for about 10 years. Not like lifetime friends.
Do you text her saying you're my BFF? Do you do pinky swear? Pinky swear BFFs forever?
No.
No, Joe, they're grown-up friends.
Oh, yeah.
They have a brew together and they slag off the neighbours.
That's vodka. That
So, Jane...
We have adult drinks together quite a lot.
Well, we will test Lou then to see if she'll do anything. What subject are we going with? What are you going to ask her to do?
Well, basically, I'm going to say that somebody's reported me to the council for the amount of cats that I've got.
Ooh, smell.
And somebody's going to...
it will be the smell.
No, it's not the smell that's the problem. It's the hair problem, Joe. We get hair everywhere, okay. Ross cat owners.
If it's anything, it's going to be what they do in other people's gardens, which I can't go into.
All right, so you're going to ask for help with this?
I've got to stash 10 cats in somebody's house because I'm having visits from the council because somebody's complained about all the cats that I've fostered for. They're going to send somebody round. I've got to find somewhere to relocate a few.
Gross. This has made me realise I'm not a good friend to anyone.
What, you wouldn't look after MJ if
no,
I need you to do? All right.
No.
All right. At least you said it up front. I won't need to bother testing you. But we're going to test Lou, Jane's mate, to see if she'll take in some of her cats at real short notice to stop her getting done by the council.
You've got 30 seconds. We're going to go quiet and call her now, Jane. Good luck.
Hello.
Are you busy?
Well, I'm just gonna go and get the baby from school. Oh, what's up?
I've had a phone call from the council. I'm just absolutely fuming. I'm absolutely livid. But some knobber of a neighbour from the has reported the cats, my cats.
Reported them for what? What do you mean?
Well, they seem to think there's a problem because there's so many. I was just wondering, I know it's a big ask, is there any chance I could bring some over and just put them in a pen in your garden or anywhere? I've got to get some out of the house. Just for 24 hours, that's all I need to do.
Yes, you can.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not a problem. Who would have done that?
I don't know. Well, you know what they're like round here.
Well, good job we got friends like you to look after our kids.
Oh my God. Hi, Lou, it's Joe and Sparky. How are you?
Hello, you pair of nutters.
We were testing your friendship to see if you would do anything for lovely Jane and taking in some smelly cats.
I would do anything for smelly cats and all.
Yeah, she needs 10 in there tonight, 10 for 24 hours. Is that all right, yeah?
Yeah, no problem.
No litter trays provided. No litter trays provided. It's a win. Well done, Jane. Well done.
Oh, well, just goes to show what a good mate I've got there.
See you, Lou.